Exaggeration. Summer loves vicariously. Exposure to love gives art shape and form. Lucky's love opera. Lucky imagined herself at a love fair with fun and games and all things fancy. She imagined herself walking with an imaginary lover, so handsome he made her feel antsy. She imagined them holding hands laughing. She imagined the sentimental journey, the somatic smooch. She imagined the scenario, as one would if one was transparent and feelings could protrude through the skin. Frenzy of excitement was the atmosphere. Later on, they had soul opera together and wrote their names in the stars under the light of a bright liquid moon. Lucky wore her party dress and her wickedly wild perfume. He wore a grin. Their hearts beat loud on pathos drums. They sang slow songs. They gradually and deliberately wrote ballads with tragic starts and ends, drama that needed to be wholly sung. They savored the flavor of imaginary ice cream and purchased frivolous, beautiful things. He walked her home to an imaginary house and imaginatively unlocked the door. Imagining himself turning on imaginary television, he did that imaginative thing. She began to be affected by the contact with soapy, imaginary feelings of others, and soon the emotional barrage of their shilly-shally shamble of feelings spilled out of her and onto the floor. Anguished syllables, consonantal differences, foreign, vowelish, small words. She imagined love changing her feminine rhyme, and in the imaginary strife, he disappeared, leaving the imaginary television on. Gone was his magnum opus with her as his opuscule. Gone was love's fun at the fair. Lucky looked transparent. She switched off the imaginary tube and turned around, imagining imaginary love had cleaned her out and left mere nothing behind. She imagined her faint in the rescue, being lifted in repentant lover's arms. She sang an arietta of love reborn. The comeback would be all she imagined, and they would begin to begin again, singing choruses of I love yous with imaginary orchestral accompaniments in the ivory tower of a great opera house, great enough to hold the greatness of their great soul opera's frequent occurrence, featuring them occurring frequently together, she as recitation, he as arias of splendor. Lucky looked transparent. She visualized them sharing imaginary love blood, bubbling through love veins in her hands. As she stared at the blank pages of the empty tablet she held, attached to the fancy pen she thought she brought at the fair. The reality was, she was sitting alone in a real lonely home and felt so brokenhearted. When the illusion of love departed, she couldn't imagine an unluckier thing happening. Her vocabulary of love was meant for exaggeration, boast of feeling so purely extreme, love on a grand scale. Lucky looked transparent, her feelings protruded through skin. Lucky looked transparent, envisioned the rhythm of tumultuous new songs, and saw her heart begin to move her pen and write the words on the tablet. Feelings of love re-emerged, and she imagined not to ever again return from love's fair broken-hearted. And then she wrote the opera. Whatever you do, love will find you when love is ready to. This is Pat. Onwards.